Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. A $2.2 million development has been approved by the Lamar City Council yesterday. This is the Southview Industrial Park project, which includes installation of infrastructure such as sanitary sewer, water, streets, and paving of 34th Street Southwest and 22nd Avenue Southwest. Bids on the project will be taken by October 11 and a contract awarded on October 17. This project is to be completed by July the 1st of next year. The costs for the project are to be paid for through TIF, tax increment financing. Later in the city council meeting yesterday, they adjusted the engineering agreement for the Southview project to reflect additional work on environmental impacts. The contract to JEO and Associates was amended to $110,000. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved an updated county zoning ordinance. It includes items such as chouses, electronic signs and billboards, rules for commercial solar arrays, and setbacks for wind generators. Zoning Administrator Alan Lucan and Consultant Jeff Ray of JEO Associates explained the changes to the supervisors. They were approved earlier by the Zoning Board. Changes include chouses, single-family dwellings in which a garage or a shop is connected to the home. These would not include livestock facilities. There are rules for digital signs and electronic message boards. The rules include how they are operated and what messages they may contain. The new setbacks for wind generators from residences in rural Plymouth County were approved. Minimum setbacks of 1,600 feet are in the amended ordinance. There's a new section regulating commercial solar arrays in Plymouth County. The supervisors approved all of these changes except for definition of special event venues. They also passed a resolution setting a public hearing for first reading of the amended ordinance for October 10. Three readings are required before adoption. The Plymouth County Veterans Affairs Director and the State Home Base Iowa Program Director updated the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors on their program in the county. A committee's been at work to advance Home Base Iowa. The Board of Supervisors in May approved a resolution of support for Home Base Iowa. Veterans Affairs Director Jim Jones and State Program Director Jathan Chiquin said they proposed that the county offer an incentive of $2,500 reimbursement for veterans who moved to Plymouth County from out of state. This proposal would be for a maximum of four such moves per year. They also requested signage identifying Plymouth County as a Home Base Iowa participant. Cost of eight of such signs would be just over $600. The supervisors will take up the issue again next week. The annual 40 Days for Life will begin next Wednesday and extend through Sunday, November the 5th. The campaign begins with a kickoff mass at Immaculate Conception Church in Sioux City on September 26 at 6 p.m. Deacon Richard Port of Westfield says there are three prayer chains planned, all on Sunday, October 1st. Two will be in Sioux City, one will take place in Lamar's along Plymouth Street from 1 to 2:30 p.m. that day. 40 Days for Life is an international campaign that aims to end abortion locally. The head of the Iowa Utilities Board says there's a limit to the questions that can be asked by attorneys for landowners who don't want the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline on their property. The Utilities Board hearing on Summit's application to build the pipeline is in its fifth week. Board Chair Eric Helland is citing a district court ruling about a previous pipeline hearing, and he says it gives the board authority to limit cross-examination of witnesses that is repetitive. An attorney for the company says not everyone is going to get the last word on every point that's raised during the hearing. An attorney for landowners objects and says any party in a hearing is allowed to ask questions of any witnesses. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.